views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everyone. I am Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take a step, your next step, toward making your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, we will explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us to inspired action that can propel us forward, helping us create the life we actually want to live. Again, I'm so excited to be here with you all today and am looking forward to this. We have such a wonderful show today. We have an incredible guest, Michael Becker, here today, but I am looking forward to diving into a subject that is so relevant, you know, to how we live our lives and is the reason we find it so hard to make a shift sometimes, to make a change for the better, which is being stuck. Being stuck in a situation that doesn't make us happy, or a job or career that we don't like, or relationships. Oh my gosh, a relationship that seems to be more draining for us than rewarding or fulfilling. Who wants that, right? I mean, so many of us have a dream, have a desire, have a vision. We've had it for so long and it never gets out of the dream state. Or again, the wishing, hoping, dreaming for something to happen, and it never does. We're going to talk today with, again, my special guest, Michael Becker, about the tangible, real life, inspired action that we can take to give ourselves a tune-up and get ourselves, let's say, back on the starting line. You know, we're going to unlock the inspired action genius. I love that. Inspired action genius inside of us that can literally transform our life. What I call mastering the art of dream building in the real world. The thing that I absolutely love about inspired action is when we master it, when we find ourselves mastering that aspect, we end up celebrating ourselves, accomplishing things on a consistent basis. And, you know, it really doesn't take a lifetime. It's just about getting started. Sometimes it's small steps. Sometimes we have the courage to take big leaps. But, you know, we ask ourselves, I know I've asked myself, what if I don't know what my next step is? What if I know what my next step should be? But, you know, I just can't get my body or mind to go forward and take it. Of course, we all have the great excuses. It's not the right time. It's not the right day. I'm so busy. Far too many other things going on. We need to look at this and see, how do we get unstuck? Again, so excited. Michael Becker here. Michael and I have worked together for many years. You know, I can truly say he's been there, done that. After years as president of a successful multi-million dollar company, he is now a business consultant, a business success coach, an executive personal life coach, a seminar workshop leader in the areas of leadership, personal development. He works with temperament personality success tools. He works with hundreds of individuals, business owners, managers. He's a hands-on, down-to-earth kind of coach that helps to identify, organize, implement doable, workable plans for real change, positive growth, and personal achievement. But what I really want to say about Michael is this, is, you know, he's someone like you and me. He knows what it's like being stuck, and he found amazing ways to untangle himself, reignite his passions, and move forward with consistent results. Let's welcome Michael Becker to Inspired Action Radio. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Jennifer, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm absolutely delighted to be on your show today.
As you can probably tell, I'm so excited to be talking about this because, you know, there are so many people with so much potential, but they feel they're stuck in a rut or trapped or, let's say, frozen in time, which I have been. And recognizing and taking inspired action is such a passion of mine. I love teaching it, bringing it to so many other important events that I host. What I really wanted to ask you is this, with your extensive background in understanding, of course, economics, business, and working with individuals for personal achievement, you know, so many people struggle today to keep, you know, keeping their jobs or finding a job. What do you think is, on a bigger level, what do you think essentially is the gap that's occurred between employers and employees' mindsets? You know, that us versus them mentality going on. I mean, how this plays into, let's say, people moving forward successfully.
Wow, that is a big question. And it's really the question in my mind of the times. It's the times we live in right now are like really no other times, at least that anyone who's alive can remember. This is a very different situation that companies, employers, managers, employees are finding themselves that really hasn't existed before. It's quite unique. It's been a long time in coming. It didn't happen overnight, and it hasn't just happened in the last 4 or 5 years, as many people seem to think. It's something that's developed over the last 30 to 40 years. It's been a process. And that process has many components, but one of the components, and we've all heard this probably time and time again on the news, it has to do with the fact that we've transitioned into a very, very much a global economy. And even though we're still the 600-pound gorilla at the top of the mountain, in many respects, we still are the world's largest economy. That's changing. That's changing. And, you know, most people don't realize, and I don't say this in a negative way. It's just a statement. But in the next 5, 6, maybe 7 years, China is going to pass the U.S. as the world's largest economy. And many other countries, particularly in Southeast Asia, if you count India and China and the rest of Southeast Asia, those are all very, very rapidly developing countries. And so suddenly, we're still a big player at the moment, still the biggest player, but we are now actively competing against economies that are in different stages of development. In the case of China, that really run themselves in a very different manner. So bringing that back into what's happening in day-to-day life here in the U.S., companies are finding themselves in a very unusual situation where they are not quite sure what to do next. And as a result of that, that translates back down to the employees who are feeling this sense of the sense of insecurity about what's happening. They see their managers and leaders not knowing what's going on. They're wondering what's going on. And suddenly they hear about layoffs. If not in their company, it's their next door company or someone they know. They hear about people's hours being cut, benefits being cut. And they're wondering what's going on. Well, what's going on is we are in a process of massive change in our economy, adapting to a new global system of commerce. And so that's the backdrop. Then there are all the issues that come up, you know, as a result of day-to-day, you know, work life that are, you can't look at them by themselves. You have to look at them in the context of that backdrop, because people who want, you know, the good old days to come back, it's never going to happen. It's simply never going to happen.
That is You're absolutely right. And it's so big, it's hard for people to bring that down to their own life. And so, you know what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that. How do the average person, how would we participate in this economy in that way with such a big picture in front of us? So let's take a break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about this incredible subject, this global economy, and how we can participate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back on Inspired Action Radio. My guest today is Michael Becker, and we are talking about breaking free and igniting inspired action towards what we really want. Before we continue, I have another question for Michael, but I want to make sure everyone knows the website to reach us at, which is inspiredactionradio.com. And Michael, why don't you give everyone your direct email contact information?
Sure. I can be reached pretty simple. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Excellent. Now, we were talking during the break about this and how, again, certainly frustrating it is for everyone to see, get a sense of, and of course, most people get the sense on the news, but get a sense of what's going on in the world and what is happening to certainly their workplace and for small businesses as well, the economy and how they themselves can, what they can do differently, how they can participate and essentially move again. So many people again find themselves stuck. And what would you say are some of the obstacles and maybe challenges, in fact, you've experienced in your career that you were able to understand and then overcome to again participate where you feel like you're kind of partners with your employers or the business or your small business?
Yeah, that's a huge point, and that's near and dear to my heart, this idea of working with each other. I think, you know, the adversarial relationship, the them versus us mentality that many employers and employees seem to have with each other, I honestly think, yes, there's still that going on right now to a large extent. Some companies are making changes. But I think that has to change dramatically as we go into the future. It just doesn't work anymore to try to be innovative and inspired and efficient and create new products, new services when there's this background adversarial situation going on. It just doesn't work. The last company I managed was a fairly large manufacturing company. And before I went into consulting, and my motivation there was to see if I could change that culture from what the old style adversarial to something where it was more cooperative. And to a large extent, it worked. But here's what's changed in the last few years. As I was saying earlier, we have found ourselves in a, what's called, you've heard this before, in a brave new world of global business.
Right.
And American companies are being pinched because we had done it well for so long. We thought that we had the formula to make it happen, right? We were never going to be challenged in how we did things. And that's all gone upside down now. We are being challenged. And guess what? We will continue to be challenged. And so we can't go backwards. Companies today are in a situation where they've got to be flexible. They've got to be innovative. They've got to be creative. And guess what? They're looking for people who can be those things. They're looking for people who can do more with less, people who consistently can add value to the company. As I said earlier, the good old days of easy profits and predictable competition are gone. They're just gone. We can't keep clinging to the past. We've got to embrace the future. And the future is about making radical changes. And I think one of the biggest changes we're going to see, I think has to be made, is this relationship between the people who manage the companies and the people who actually do the work in the companies. It has to stop being adversarial, because we've got to see it as, look, the managers can't run a company without the people producing. And the people who are producing really can't run a company without someone managing the company. So you really need each other. You need to work together as a team. And I think that will go a long way to helping us step into that brave new world and be very successful once again.
And that's so true, because a couple of areas that in my last couple of years working in the high intensity 80-hour work week corporate world, I was literally with great attention on it, trying to bring in what I call the three C's: cooperation, collaboration, and co-creation. And what's interesting is when you really get to know what each of those, words mean and try to bring that into working with, certainly bringing management together and bringing those who are really putting in the work and putting the time in, bringing those two together, plus what I found, and that's another reason why Inspired Action is so near and dear to my heart, is when a person, an individual, understands and gets and learns how to bring Inspired Action into their daily life, and they actually start using it as a tool. They actually start, being able to recognize it quite easily. Then they bring that skill to the workplace. That's sort of having the built-in tools that really the business world is now looking for. You know, yeah. I mean, for employees and employers, you know, because it's not so easy. People are, you know, it's just not something people have done naturally.
Exactly. And I really love what you just said. The three C's of what was it? Cooperation, collaboration, co-creation.
Yes.
That's so true. And it sounds kind of, you know, if you think about it, it sounds kind of cute. But when you look at it, it's so true because we've all been trained in this mindset of everything has to be a competition. Everything has to be a competition. And on a certain level, when you're competing globally, it is. But we don't have to compete with each other. I think that's where we're sapping our strength and we're losing our way is we have this ongoing, not in my mind, non-productive adversarial relationship going on with, you know, employees and managers that simply doesn't need to be there. Because I think we could all be so much more productive, and I think all of us could be a lot happier if we got past that and realized simply that we're all in this together.
Yes. Yes. And the pressure everyone's feeling, I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's that anxiety. People are, of course, worried about how their company's doing, worried about whether they're going to have a job next week. And what's the dichotomy here is if they were to put their attention and spend more attention on just the inspiration, the innovation, the, you know, their own particular skill in that regard, that would really change the dynamic and not only affect as a byproduct the success of that company, but certainly their own lives.
I agree with that completely. I just think that it's when we get distracted from what's really going on and what really could be is when we lose our way. And I just think that, you know, your show is called Inspired Action Radio. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of time to stop just in the action mode, which we've all been kind of conditioned to do, always be moving, always be in action, always have a million balls we're juggling, and get back into that inspired mode. Get inspired first before you take action. And that reflects back to me getting back to the employee, employer. You know, it's all just about people. It's all just people. And if you get right to it, my experience has shown me people have to start thinking of themselves as their single greatest asset. Forget about your house and your car and your IRA and your 401k. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's important. But the most important asset you have is you. You're the asset. And if you start looking at yourself that way, you know, you start seeing things for the way they really are, and you start realizing, well, wait a minute, if I'm my most important, most meaningful, significant asset, then I need to start treating myself in a way that maximizes that, that is the best for me. And I think that's where the idea of inspiration comes into play.
Yes, absolutely. That's what's interesting, because I think, especially if you're inspired, the innovation, the creativity, the natural collaboration occurs. You don't have to force any of that.
Absolutely. I've seen that for many, many years. When that happens, it's like you're tapping an untapped area of energy in you. Because here's the thing. When you're inspired, you know, when you see something that just comes up inside you. You can't quite explain it. You have emotions around it. You have thoughts around it, but it just comes up in you and you feel really powerful in that, with that feeling and that thought. The next thing that kicks in is passion. And there's tremendous energy in passion. When you're passionate about something, I mean, there's almost nothing you can't do.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Everybody, we're back on Inspired Action Radio. Sorry about that, folks. I think we had a little drop off internet glitch, but we do have Michael Becker here. He was right in the middle of talking about inspiration, which I'm sure, I don't know if he'd like to continue his thought for a moment.
I'm not exactly sure when it dropped off, but I was talking about this idea that I'm, you know, where I get really passionate is when I think that innovation comes from somewhere. I mean, it's not something that just happens. It comes from somewhere, and the somewhere is people. It comes from people, and typically it comes from people who are first inspired, then passionate, and then willing and able to take action. And so that's where this idea of inspired action, I find it so appealing. I love the name of your show, the Inspired Action Radio, because to me, that's what it's all about. Because I think, you know, some people say to me, well, wait a minute, do you have to?
So, you know, inspiration obviously is so incredibly important. We just lost him for a second. There's a little glitch there, but not a problem. I'm just going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the fact that, especially as he was discussing passion there for a moment, because passion is how what I call we fuel our fuel tanks. It's what gets us going. It's what keeps us moving forward, keeps the momentum, keeps us encouraged, especially very important, being encouraged as we're moving forward. Because if we have a day where we're doing something with our life, whether it's a career, a job, or some other, actions that you're doing during your day that you simply don't have any passion for, that's where you're going to run out of steam. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get, certainly be unhappy. And it's a breeding ground, or it's essentially a recipe where passion, inspiration doesn't happen. And so the goal, of course, for everyone, and especially for me in my life, was to get passion, a little bit of passion back in my life,
even if it was just for a few moments sitting down thinking about something I really loved, to get me excited again. So there, I created the foundation for getting inspired. And so, it's really funny how that works. And especially, I think that there, on a level, there are dangers. And I use that word purposefully. There are dangers when we actually delay taking inspired action, because our problem is that, of course, recognizing it, being able to recognize the inspired action, and then also being able to, know that, okay, it's hit, I'm hearing it, what do I do? Kind of, be able to make a decision to actually move forward. And it's really critical in that respect. And one of, it's funny, I'm going to go ahead and talk about something which for me was a perfect example of me taking inspired action, which is when I actually created a game called the Vision Master Game. And the Vision Master Game is a really interesting transformational game, if you will, because for me, some of you know a little bit about my background, which I've got quite a bit of experience leading teams and groups of people toward a common goal. And oftentimes the biggest challenge, especially in groups that I've worked with, was getting the egos in the room under control. Because the best team is when each individual is utilizing, their unique talents and gifts at the highest level. When you can make that happen, you have an inspired, unstoppable team. But if you've got individuals who overshadow the others, often the egos being the culprit, it doesn't work. Or the team is simply operating, again, every team is as good as the weakest link kind of thing, and that doesn't work. So one day we were having a tough human day, I call it, and getting everybody on the same page. And we weren't finding any kind of harmony. So I took a break and went to a store I've never been to. I bought a snack I didn't need, and just to get away. And while I was in line to pay at the cashier, in this circumstance, there were two police officers behind me having a conversation. And what was interesting is, the interesting thing is that, of course, I was eavesdropping a little bit, just listening to their conversation. And one of the police officers was saying to the other that, he needed to kind of gain a little more tact. He that situation that they were just in, he really fueled the anger there. And the other gentleman was saying, I'm sorry, but I was right. It's so hard dealing with these people, and it didn't even matter what the explanation was going to be that they gave him, And I thought that was really interesting. So I'm paying attention, and the one police officer said to the other, he started joking with him because he was really wound tight and angry, and he started joking with him, and I just watched his body language, what he was saying, everything released. It like essentially tapped into this, place in him that was really calm. He started joking himself, and then he started realizing, okay, maybe I could have handled that a little better. And, it just started kind of working that way. What happened is that inspired me right in that moment. And I had this aha moment about humor. And I took that back to my office, got back in with the team, and said essentially that, all of you, I just brought in a little bit of laughter because everybody, again, things weren't going well. Everybody was a little uptight. I brought in a little laughter and said, let's talk about this a little bit. And made fun of a few kind of the way the day had gone. immediately everything calmed down. Everything was like the energy or whatever bubble energy that had been created in the room was released. And so once that occurred, we really had an interesting situation that the creativity just skyrocketed in the room. It really did. And what I realized then, and I started doing that quite often, and which also inspired again this type of the transformational game, because this transformational game was really about the aspect of when you don't know what you want out of life, when you're not sure, you simply can't get any kind of dream in your mind, or you don't have a vision, or frankly, your vision is not as big as really what your potential is. Those kinds of things are what I brought into this Vision Master game as a transformational product. So you bring people together in this playful state, and it was amazing. All what happens is an explosion of creativity, an explosion of potential, and again, helps people bring that inspiration and innovation back into their personal lives. And I have heard so many amazing stories that people have brought into their workplaces, the businesses that they're working in. And it just has been quite interesting, the transformation that's kind of occurring just from harnessing and learning how to use the inspirational tool in their personal life, bringing that together. So anyway, very, very interesting process we're going here. And what I also want to talk a little bit about, and I think they're bringing Michael back on here shortly. We'll see when he shows up again.
He's on.
Oh, there you are. We lost you for just a little bit there, but Gave me an opportunity to share a little bit about what the moment that I had inspiration and brought some of the humor back into the team building that I was doing and the effect it had on people. And by doing that, it was really incredible how, a lot of people have taken that skill again in their personal life and brought it into whatever workplace or business place they've, been working in and really made a difference. A lot of things have changed.
Yeah, I've seen that myself. It's quite something when you bring that back into people and people start looking at themselves, as I said earlier, as an asset, and they are inspired and they look at the possibilities out there. I think the big thing is people often feel stuck and they often feel like there's nothing they can do. And well, based on many years of experience, I'm here to tell you that that's simply not true. And all you need to do sometimes is to just look inward a little bit and kind of reignite that spark that says, I am an incredible asset and I really can look at things in a different way. I can be inspired. I can be passionate. I can be innovative. And that puts you in a different spot, and not just in the workplace. I mean, in your personal life, that can make a huge difference.
Yes. Yes. And I also want to talk about what you would say to somebody who, especially your extensive background working with all kinds of different individuals, obviously from many different types of careers and just individuals who are changing up their careers and starting from scratch. What would you say to those right now who either maybe hate or maybe they simply don't like what they're doing for a living? What would you say is their first step?
Well, the first step is not, if you're younger and just getting started, I would argue that it isn't to go out and get any old job that you can get. I mean, I know that sounds like in today's world, look, I'll take any job. And while that may be true, I think that you will be far better off if you take just a little bit of time in the beginning to figure out what it is you really want to do. Where are you and passion? What are you interested in? And that reminds me of something that I hear quite a lot. And when I deal with people, I get a lot of issues come up about their, negative past experiences and a lot of limiting beliefs. And it can be really challenging for them to get in touch with what inspires them, what they're passionate about. And if that's the case, I ask a question that I believe can open the door to finding out what their true inspiration and true passion in life is. And then ultimately that helps them visualize the appropriate action steps. And the question is this, and you may have heard this before, but this is really powerful if you let it be. And the question is this, if money wasn't an object and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? That is, what direction would you go in? What would you pursue? And by the way, you can't say I'd retire, I'd win the lottery. That's not what that question's about. It is about, you know, because so many people are limited because of the financial side of the equation. I get that. I totally get that. I grew up in a family with zero money. I mean, we got by every week. It was a week to week existence, but there was no extra money. So money was always an issue. But the other part of
Michael,
it is,
this is a great spot, actually. I really want to explore that because that's a powerful question, but we need to take another break. And so let's take that break and come back to that. Again, you're listening to Inspired Action Radio. We've got Michael Becker here today, and we're so excited about helping people move forward, inspired action. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Everybody, it's Jennifer B. on Inspired Action Radio. I have my wonderful guest, Michael Becker, here talking with us today about moving forward, breaking free, getting unstuck, and what you need to be successful.
And before we continue, Michael just had an incredible question that he was talking about. He was asking people. But I do want to work out. I want to add in there our website again, which is inspiredactionradio.com. And Michael, could you go ahead and give your direct email to folks again?
Sure. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Fabulous. And I'd like to hear that question again. The if you knew you couldn't fail, I love that. Could you repeat that question?
Sure.
What you asked?
It's a question that I've used over the years when I see someone is stuck and is having a hard time visualizing things, seeing things differently. The question is, and again, you know, many people have heard this before. If money wasn't an object and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? What direction would you go in? What would you pursue? And the interesting is, for some people, this kind of hypothetical what if isn't too challenging, and they have breakthroughs very quickly with this, because so many people are stuck on the financial side of the equation, or they're stuck on the fear of failure. In other words, I really want to be doing something different. I want something to change in my life. But I'm afraid that I'm going to fail. If I go in that direction, I won't be successful. Or the other part is, you know what? That would require me to do something that would cost money. I don't have the money. I can't visualize where I'm going to get the money. So those two together are a powerful, force for holding us back. So the question is, put yourself in a state of mind where that's not an issue. You know, the money is not an issue and failure is not possible. And if you think about that, if you put yourself in that state and you just think about that and play with it, suddenly, oftentimes you'll see things coming into your mind that, you know, you hadn't thought about in a long time, or in some cases had never thought about, but they will come up because suddenly you've taken the two biggest limitations out of the equation. And it can be extremely helpful, a very, very helpful thing to do.
It reminds me of that great quote from Joseph Campbell, which is, I think I'm going to say it correctly, the cave you fear to enter holds to the treasure that you seek.
Oh, yeah. That is, there it is. I mean, that's the essence of it. It's like, people say to me, well, or the other thing you hear a lot is, well, that's such a, you know, the thing that came to me is such a big thing, I can't possibly see how I'm going to make that huge thing happen. Well, again, you have to break it down. If you want to enter the cave, you don't just fly into the cave instantaneously. You take, what, one step at a time to walk into the cave. And once you get in the cave, you don't stand still. You know, you've got to see what's in there, right? I mean, there's no point just standing still. So you're again taking small steps. But every time you take a step, it leads you to the next step is that much easier because you can see what's going on. You can see the direction you're going in. And so those are powerful kinds of things. But sometimes you have to look at things that way in order to overcome some of your, you know, your self-imposed limitations and, you know, overcoming some past negative experiences you may have had.
Right, right. Well, what, you know, you were talking about obviously working with people and some of what their first step would be if they want to make a change. And with your, again, your business background experience is so extensive. How, you know, what are some of the common challenges that you find yourself helping people with and what kind of advice are you giving them?
Well, again, I would say that often the biggest challenge is the one I just mentioned, which is that people are stuck and they see that there are things that are limiting them or even totally preventing them from doing things differently. And so overcoming that limitation, that limited way of thinking is oftentimes a big step. Once that's overcome, the next thing that is really important is, okay, I have a dream, I have an idea, I have an inspiration, is to now get clear about that. You know, you can't keep something vague in your mind and expect it to happen. Saying, for instance, if someone says, I want to be rich. Well, there's nothing wrong with saying that. That's okay, but that's not really a clear goal, right? That's just an idea of something. It's not a goal. And so the next step is really sitting down and breaking it down, what you're looking at, into a series of steps that then become part of a plan. And the word I always use there's no point in coming up with a plan unless it's a doable plan. And here's the key, for you. What would work for someone else may not work for you. So the plan has to be tailored to who you are, what you want, what your specific situation is. That has to be looked at. But those are the two biggest ones that I see. One is overcoming the limitations many of us have, and the other one is then getting clear about what it is you want and making that, turning that into a doable, workable, realistic plan that you can actually take the steps.
We don't have a lot of time left, but do you have a few tips that you might share with folks regarding inspired action, that kind of the difference and maybe what they can do just right now in their day that would, you know, resemble inspiration?
Yeah, I think there's a number that come to mind. One of them is to recognize when you are getting inspiration. I think that's so important, to be open to it, because it can happen at any time. It's not something where you go into a dark room and meditate and that's the way it's going to happen. It can, but most people don't do that. And so most inspiration comes from just life. It comes from living life, and suddenly you'll find yourself in a situation where something will suddenly come to you. What I'm suggesting is be aware of that. Don't just, you know, disregard it immediately. When something comes to you like that, let it sit with that for a little while. Think about it for a little while and see how it feels. Another thing you can do is that you do start doing small things differently than you're doing. Be a little bit unconventional. Try to get out of the ordinary. Simple things like, you've heard this before, taking a different route to work or when you're going shopping, to not always do the same things, to change it up again. You know, call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while for no reason. Just do it because it's unlike what you normally do. And the point of that is that it gets you in a mindset that you become less and less afraid to do things a little bit differently. So those are the kinds of things that I suggest to people, is to change it up a bit and kind of refresh your thinking.
Fabulous. Actually, those are great ideas because you can do them now, right? I mean, wow. It's, you know, thank you so much, Michael. I so appreciate you being here today. And I want to put the contact information out there again, which is inspiredactionradio.com. And as Michael mentioned, his direct email, michael@consciousproductcenter.com. And we also, if you go to inspiredactionradio.com, put your email address in. There's a couple of audios that you can have access to that are really great start your day type audios that can kind of rev you up and get you really inspired and encouraged, which is so, so very important. And, you know, next week we're going to be talking about self-value, seeing yourself as your greatest asset. We're right in the middle of a couple of week period where I'm doing a lot of teaching about this subject, and it's near and dear to my heart. And Michael mentioned it as he was talking earlier as well. So thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate you being here today. I enjoyed our time together and hope everyone did too. We'll be here next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Action Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to
be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing hosts, incredible guests. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love today. Some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.